This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Mexican Foreign Relations Secretary Marcelo Ebrard has told a cheering crowd near the U.S. border that his country emerged from high-stakes talks over U.S. tariffs with its dignity intact. He made the remarks at a special event in Tijuana, originally scheduled to show solidarity if President Trump's 5% tariffs went into effect. AP's Ben Thomas provides more details.
In a joint declaration with Mexico, the State Department says the U.S. will immediately expand a program that returns asylum seekers to Mexico while their claims are under review. In addition, Mexico has agreed to deploy its National Guard throughout the country, especially on its southern border with Guatemala.
That's AP's Ben Thomas reporting. Thousands of people crossed into Colombia on Saturday to buy food and medicine after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro reopened the border between the countries that had been shut down for the past 4 months. With the reopening, a flood of people seized on the opportunity to enter into the neighboring country and secure items that are all but unattainable in Venezuela. The South American nation's socialist government ordered the borders with Aruba, Bonaire, Brazil, and Colombia closed in February as the opposition tried to deliver food and medical supplies into the country. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido said on Saturday that a mediation effort by Norway to try to help resolve the country's political crisis has stalled. Referring to the possibility of a new round of talks in Norway, Guaido told his supporters, "When we are ready to take a step in that direction, and when the regime is also ready, then we will have something, but not in the meantime." Norway has hosted two rounds of exploratory talks between representatives of the Venezuelan government and opposition over the past month. Meanwhile, in Caracas, hundreds of Maduro supporters took to the streets, chanting pro-government slogans and waving signs. This is VOA News. Protest leaders in Sudan are urging people to participate in acts of civil disobedience in an effort to put pressure on the military after the deadly disruption of their recent sit-in. The Sudanese Professionals Association, which led the demonstrations that spurred the army to topple President Omar al-Bashir, said Saturday its resistance effort will begin Sunday and will continue until the military council cedes power to civilians. The call comes about a week after security forces moved to disperse the protest camp outside the military's headquarters in Khartoum. Upwards of 113 people have been killed since Monday. Meanwhile, opposition sources said two Sudanese rebel leaders were arrested Saturday soon after meeting with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Robert Mueller, the special counselor who investigated Russia's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and whether President Trump was involved in collusion and cover-up, will not testify before the congressional panel that's further investigating Mr. Trump. The congressional hearings are supposed to start in the coming days, and mounting pressure to launch proceedings that could lead to the impeachment of the president. The panel will instead hear testimony from former U.S. attorneys and other legal experts. Committee says that the witnesses will discuss the reports, evidence that Mr. Trump often tried to obstruct or limit the probe, which reinforced the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia interfered in the election with the intent of helping Trump win the presidency. The president has consistently declared his innocence and denied any wrongdoing. Boris Johnson, the leading candidate to succeed Theresa May as Britain's next prime minister, said that he would withhold previously agreed £39 billion Brexit payments until the European Union gives Britain better exit terms. The EU has repeatedly said it will not reopen discussion of the Brexit transition deal it reached with May last year, which British lawmakers have rejected three times, prompting May to announce her resignation earlier this month. The UN Children's Fund says that Venezuela's economic and political crisis is having a devastating impact on millions of children. As Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, the agency is increasing its efforts to help those most in need.
UNICEF says it is scaling up humanitarian aid for children in Venezuela. Since the beginning of the year, it has sent 55 tons of health supplies and provided access to safe drinking water and other essential services for hundreds of thousands of people. While critically needed, the agency says the humanitarian operation is barely scratching the surface. It says millions of children need to be immunized, go to school, drink safe water, and feel protected. Though currently, there is not enough money available to help them. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.